Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for joining us today for Avangoa's third quarter 2018 results presentation. Joining us today is Victor Pastor, Chief Financial Officer of Avangoa. Please, sir, go ahead.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is Victor Pastor, and I am the Chief Financial Officer of Avangoa. During the call today, in addition to reviewing Avangoa's results for the third quarter of 2018, we will provide you an update on the main themes for the company. If you go to page number five on the presentation. In the first nine months of 2018, we continue to see improvements in profitability, a solid growth in bookings, and the completion of certain milestones, such as the sale of the 25% stake in Atlantica Yield. EBITDA reached 135 million euros. A large increase, mostly due to the continued reduction of general expenses and the lack of one-off adjustment due to restructuring advisors' fees. In the first three quarters, Avangoa has been awarded new projects for a total value of 1.2 billion euros. As a result, the backlog as of September 30th stood at 1.8 billion euros. In March, the company finalized the sale of a 25% stake in Atlantica Yield to Algonquin Power & Utilities, the proceeds of which were used to amortize debt. Subsequently, the company announced that it has reached an agreement to sell the remaining 60.5% stake in Atlantica Yield also to Algonquin, with expected proceeds of roughly $325 million to be used for debt amortization as well. In April, we liberated $91 million from the A3T escrow account, and the remaining funds are expected to be released when the sale of the remaining stake in Atlantica Yield is finalized, which we estimate to be in the coming days. The A3T project is scheduled to begin commercial operations before the end of the year. If we go to page number six. Avangoa continues to be deeply committed to the health and safety of its employees and contractors, with an overall goal to reaching zero accidents. This quarter, we continue to improve certain key indicators that measure health and safety in our industry. In the first nine months of 2018, the company had 970 days without fatal accidents among its personnel, while subcontractors had 1,207 days. Avangoa has a lost time injury rate of 2.8, below comparable industry benchmarks, which shows a continued improvement in comparison to the same period last year. Please turn over to the next page for a review of the major highlights of the period. In page number eight. As mentioned before, the first nine months have been marked by an increase in profitability, growth in bookings, and the completion of key milestones. Taking a look at the operating performance for the period. Revenues amounted to 896 million euros, while EBITDA reached 135 million euros. The main driver of the improvement of the profitability has been the reduction in general expenses, taking operating profit to 100 million euros. The net loss of 230 million euros is mainly affected by financial expenses, while partially compensated by the sale of the 25% stake in Atlantica Yield. Finally, Financial debt has been reduced by 14% to 4.7 billion euros, out of which 1.1 billion euros are related to companies classified as held for sale. Further reduction in debt is expected in the coming days with the sale of the remaining 60.5% stake in Atlantic Agile. Moving on now to Abengoa business performance. During the first 9 months of 2018, the company has been awarded new contracts for a total value of 1.2 billion euros. As a result, the backlog as of September 30th stood at 1.8 billion euros. Our next key milestones include completing the sale of the remaining stake in Atlantic Agile, as I said before, that we expect in the coming days, beginning commercial operation in the A3T project by the year-end, and finalizing the proposed restructuring through the issuance of convertible instruments. We go now to page number 9. In this page, we can see a detailed breakdown of revenues by segment as well as geographic diversification. In line with our strategy, the engineering and construction segments makes up 84% of our revenues, while concessions represent the remaining 16%. In terms of geographies, South America and Middle East continues to be our main markets, followed by Spain, Europe, and North America. Page number 10. On this page, you can see a detailed comparison of our EBITDA in September 2018 and 2017. Our engineering construction activity generated 56 million euros of EBITDA through the third quarter, and concessions totaled 79 million euros, taking the total consolidated EBITDA to 135 million euros. Particularly worth mentioning is the improvement in profitability in the engineering and construction activity, with an EBITDA margin of 7.4% compared to 5% in September 2017. It is relevant to notice that so far in 2018, we are free of advisory and legal fees related to the restructuring process. Page 11. Abengoa's management continues to be committed to reducing overhead costs, general expenses, and to improve the efficiency in the company, always in a socially responsible manner. In comparison to the third quarter of 2017, the overhead costs were reduced by 44%, for a total of 54.4 million euros. This reduction was driven by accommodating the organizational structure and the real operational to the real operational activity, and seeking cost efficiencies wherever possible. Page number 2. We will turn now to this page where we can see the financial debt structure. The financial debt has been reduced so far this year with the sale of the 25 stake in Atlantic Agile, and further reduction are expected in the coming days with the completion of the sale of the remaining 16.5% to Algonquin. Our gross corporate debt is comprised of 1.7 billion euros of short-term debt, which includes all the new money debt, and 1.7 billion euros of long-term debt, mostly in the form of all money debt. Taking into account 344 million of cash and short-term financial investments, the net corporate debt as of September 2018 is 3.1 billion euros. In addition, Abengoa liabilities include 1.1 billion euros corresponding to assets classified held for sale. Our commercial activity, as you all know, is fully dependent on the availability of bonding lines, of which we currently manage approximately 930 million euros. For a further breakdown of our financial debt, please see the information included in the appendix. In the following page, in page number 13, you will find a summary of our consolidated cash flow for the third quarter. Our total uses of funds were 623 million euros, which we utilized to repay debt for a net amount of 487 million euros. Net CapEx was investment for 83 million euros, mainly corresponding to the ACT project, and to cover a shortfall of 53 million euros from our operating cash flow, which was primarily affected by a working capital need, as well as the accumulated interest and fees we have to pay when amortizing the debt. The total sources of the 623 million euros were asset divestments for 606 million euros, mainly the sale of the 25% stake in Atlantica Yield and 17 million euros of cash. We go now to page number 14. So far in 2018, we have had a significant improvement in bookings and backlog, with several transmission and infrastructure projects awarded in Latin America and Spain. Also, we announced in May that Abengoa had been selected by Shanghai Electric Group to design, construct, and commission part of the phase IV of the Mohammed bin Rashid Al Maktoum Solar Park, developed by the Dubai Electricity and Water Authority, in cooperation with the Arabian Company for Water and Power project, ACWA Power. The expected value of the scope to be executed directly by Abengoa is in the range of $650 million. Additionally, so far in 2018, we have been awarded several operation and maintenance contracts for solar, water, and transmission projects in Spain, Africa, South America, and Asia. The total value of these operation and maintenance contracts as of the third quarter is over 100 million euros. We go now to page number 15. In order to continue growing our backlog, Abengoa will leverage on the pipeline, which total over 28 billion euros as of September 30th, 2018. In line with our strategy guidelines, Abengoa will focus on projects identified in South America, the Middle East, Europe, and Central America regions, where Abengoa already has experience, with an emphasis on turnkey EPC contracts for third parties and lower project sizes. Go now to page number 16. As mentioned, we announced in April that we had reached an agreement to sell the remaining stake in Atlantica Yield to Algonquin. The remaining shares will be sold for a price of $20.90 per share, with the proceeds of approximately $325 million to be used to repay new money debt in the coming days. As part of the final agreement with Algonquin, late last year, we launched the Aegis joint venture. Aegis has reached an agreement with Abengoa Peru for the acquisition of a transmission line with expected closing in early 2019. The Aegis team is also working on several proposals and has pre-qualified in consortium with another partner for a public tender in Panama. Aegis has a target to invest $150 to $200 million in equity per year by 2020. We go now to page 17. The E33 project has completed construction and the plant is already delivering electricity to the network. At this time, we have over 78% of the plant's capacity signed in PPA agreements, and we are in final negotiations with clients for PPAs to increase the figure up to 90% of capacity in the coming weeks. The project finance providers had begun the due diligence on the project, and the project, as I said, is expected to begin commercial operations by the year end. As for the sale of other assets, we recently reached a preliminary agreement for the sale of our stake in the Tenes desalinization plant in Algeria. This agreement is subject to several condition precedents, including obtaining the approval of the Algerian administration. Page 19. I would like to conclude this presentation expressing those ideas that best summarize Abengoa's current status and performance so far in 2018. The recovery of business activity is shown with the new bookings, totaling over 1.2 billion euros during the first 9 months of the year, taking the total backlog to 1.8 billion euros. So far, 2018 has been marked by an increase in profitability in comparison to 2017, with continued improvements in reduction of general expenses and cost structure. Revenues in the first 9 months reached 896 million euros, a reduction in comparison to 2017, due to the completion of several projects and some delays in some of the projects that we won in the last part of 2017 and the beginning of 2018. Overhead costs are down 44% in relation to the same period in 2017. We continue to reach critical milestone in 2018 with the full divestment of Atlantic Cagil expected in the coming days. In April, we liberated $91 million from the E3T escrow account, and the rest of the money also will be liberated in the coming days as the sale of the 16.5 of Atlantic Cagil is completed. As you all may know, on September 30th, we announced a transaction that would address the main issues for Abengoa's future, obtaining liquidity, the increase in bonding lines to do our pipeline of projects, and addressing the balance sheet structure through the issuance of convertible instruments. So far, we have launched the consent process for the new money one that we expect to obtain in the coming days for the new money one creditors. Shortly, we'll be launching the accession process for the rest of the creditors group. This concludes our presentation. More information is available in the financial statements on our website. And as always, our investor relations department will be glad to answer and to address any questions that you may have. Once again, thank you very much for your interest in the company and for joining this result presentation for the first 9 months of the year. Thank you.